Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And welcome back to another edition of Grab City Interviews. You know me, I'm Will Washington. You know him, he's Philip Lindsay. You know him, he's Righteous Reg. But you don't care about any of that. Nah, because this one here, it's always about our guest. And we have a guest who is limitless. We're just going to take a step back and bask in his glory. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the one and only, I guess kind of, Keith Lee. I was thinking about that because I'm like,
Keith Lee.
Yeah, greetings and salutations. Thanks for having me. But allow me to go ahead and clarify. If they don't care, I care.
Right? Wow. Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. Keith, it is so great to have you here. You've been a topic on our show pretty much since the first episode of our show, right?
And very like, first show.
Yeah, since the very first show. So we have been wanting to talk to you for quite some time, and we've got so much we want to get into, but we'll just start off with the fact that you were off for a few months, and you just made your return, coming back, attacking Swerve and the Mogul affiliates after they were about to take out a mentor of sorts to you, one Dustin Rhodes. How's being back on the road?
Well, that is its own battle, okay? When you haven't done it for a while, it takes a little bit of adjustment, and I'm sure that this upcoming week with the pay-per-view will assist me in my quest to become acclimated to being on the road once again. But it's been nice just to be back at work and be backstage and do the traveling thing. But more importantly, it'll be nice to get back in the ring and throw some human beings around that think they are grown men.
Yeah, you've actually got a scheduled match this Friday against you'll be teaming with Dustin Rhodes, taking on Swerve and Parker Boudreaux, his affiliate, one of his two, I think. We haven't seen Trench in a while. But so looking forward to that match, looking forward to seeing you back in the ring. But one of the things that has been a topic amongst the internet wrestling community is that you didn't exactly come back the same Keith Lee we saw before. This Keith Lee is entirely different. What's the inspiration behind the new look?
This is definitely the same Keith Lee that left, all right? Right now. The Keith Lee that left is actually not the entirety of what Keith Lee is. And I think that what inspired that look or return and all of that, I think in my previous interview, the exact terminology I used was a giant middle finger to society and a lot of companies that want to tell you what you need to look like, a lot of people that want to tell you what you need to look like. Instead, I decided to say, okay, here's reality. And I've actually made statements about this in the past that I grayed at, well, saw my first gray hairs at 16, which means they were coming in long before that, right? Mm-hmm. I want people to be comfortable with who they are. Now, don't get me wrong, I want people to be their best versions of themselves, but not at the expense of their natural looks. And while I want people to take care of themselves physically and do what they can to adhere to their health, things of that sort, I'm going to be the trendsetter that says, okay, naturally gray hair, white hair, however you view it, I'm about to be the one that sets it off. And because I am who I am, and I don't really care about what people say or think about me, I am going to be successful doing this. I'm going to change the game once again, as I always do. That's really what it's about.
Hmm. Somebody pointed out to me when you were on Rampage that the jacket and everything and the white hair, it looks like Leroy from Tekken. And I didn't even catch that right away. I was like, it does. It is Leroy.
You know what? He is actually the number one inspiration behind that top. And that will actually be a style that I'll be using going forward because it's very fitting of who I am as a human being in terms of being not average when it comes to the brain and intellect and even having a spiritual approach to things. Not necessarily a religion, but when I say spiritual, I mean consciousness and things of that sort. So it's a mixture between Mr. Leroy. I'm glad that person actually caught it because most people are like, oh, Deacon Keith, Pastor Keith Lee,
CeeLo Green or whatever. Yeah.
And all that stuff. And I'm like, not a church guy, but.
So I do think you get misunderstood a lot because some people don't understand some of the nerd reference you make. Like I remember, I think that was last February, you quoted the "Through Victory, My Chains Are Broken" thing, and people were like, "What are you trying to say? You felt enslaved over there at WWE?" And I'm like, "No, he's quoting the
Star Wars
from Star Wars." You know what? So, and that's one reason I actually take joy in this because that top has caused such an uproar, so to speak, and the views are so vast. But you can tell who's narrow-minded and you can tell who has some form of or an interest in the things that I have. And but you can also tell the people that are open-minded. Closed-minded only ever see religion in that look. Open-minded people are curious. The people that dabble in the things I dabble in are like, your friend, Leroy. And yeah, I have a picture in my phone. I literally sent the photo to my gear maker and was like, can I do something similar to this? Take out the dragon, because he keeps dragon design on his. Take out the dragon, because we already have a Brian Danielson. And this look, this visual appearance is something I want to have when I'm doing promos, when I'm backstage, whatever it may be. That's how I'm going to stand out, because no one else does it. And I'm different. And I like being different. And if that creates an uproar in the people and all that, then so be it. I'm fine with it.
You said Brian Danielson's name out loud. I definitely would like to see you wrestle Brian Danielson. When you said his name, I was like, damn, Keith Lee and Brian Danielson would be an amazing match. Just putting that out in the air, just for the universe, Tony Khan, if you're watching, anybody in the world, just so you know, that would be a great match. I'm kidding. No, Keith, we talked a little bit about you returning here very recently, and kind of within the last couple of years, you've had some time off from the ring. I'd like to know how you stay connected to wrestling, one, like the in-ring stuff and wrestling in general, kind of when you're out, you know, dealing with other things or not necessarily just on the road. How do you stay connected to, you know, being in ring shape, being a part of the business?
Well, that was a lot of stuff in that question.
Oh, sorry about that. Mostly about just, you know, being connected to pro wrestling while you're not on the road.
Oh, the answer is I'm not. I actually, when I'm not working, work isn't very often on my mind. I'm doing gotcha. Other things. I have a couple of companies that I'm looking at opening soon, and there's other projects and goals that I do when I have time to myself. And then there's simple things like watching anime, or it could be as simple as looking at investments or properties to purchase, whatever it may be.
Or throwing Sheldon Benjamin out of your house.
You know, in my spare time, fairest of spare time, I can't throw him out all the time, because me and Shelty are good buddies, regardless what their tumultuous relationship may be with each other. Shelton is definitely an older brother as far as I'm concerned, but he's good people, great people, even. I would even go so far as that. But, you know, sometimes you got to throw them out for fun. I know this, but I take joy in throwing human beings that think they're big. So that's fun for me. Yeah,
look, Uncle Phil didn't always enjoy throwing out Jazz. Like, sometimes you just did it just to do it. I get it.
It's a habit. It's hard to break.
Really good.
What was the rest of the question? I'm sorry.
Oh, and then just kind of like how you, when you're like, I'm about to make a comeback necessarily, how do you like, what's the training like out there? Are you training with your old compadres in Texas? Are you, do you have something in Florida going on? How do you get back to, I'm about to get back to it?
You mean like in ring training?
Yeah.
I don't do in ring training.
It's just right there. You're Keith Lee. You're limitless. You go for it.
It's okay. I'm going to level something here, and this is where you'll really understand why I'm confident in who I am and what I do. Now, don't get me wrong, I believe in.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Training, and I believe it's a good thing to do. When I came back from the almost dead situation, I did a lot of in-ring training, maybe like 5 or 6 weeks before I returned, but it wasn't enough time to get myself together and be back on a TV screen, if that makes sense. Because the after effects of that whole ordeal left me in a position where things like running and some of my favorite versions of cardio were extremely difficult, and some were just not even, it couldn't be a thought because it was too taxing on me and the recovery was too long. So at that time, I did a lot of in-ring training and a lot of training outside of that to try and get back into a position to be ready. That's probably the only time where I've been out that I have put that much effort into returning. And it's part of it was, at the end of the day, I was prepared to change my entire career, because for the entirety of those 5 or 6 months that I was out doing all of that, it was basically expected that if I did too much, I would die, and wrestling wasn't going to be a thing for me going forward. Coming out of that and learning otherwise, I was just excited to be able to do this still in whatever capacity that would be. I was just happy to be able to take part and still be a credit to the industry. Now, outside of that, I've never been out for more than maybe 2 or 3 months, I suppose. Mm-hmm. I've never been truly injured. I'm very fortunate in that. A lot of times, and I don't know why this is, but in terms of like needing a ring to get myself ready has never been a thing for me. And movement in the ring is not something that is difficult for me. For what you see in the ring, particularly today, is a fraction of what I'm capable of. And I like it that way, because I am always a guarantee, regardless of what happens. If I get into that ring and I choose to do a thing, here's a great example. The time that Dijak monkey flipped me in one of our first matches in NXT, even before then, we could take this back to the Independence. A match I had with Raymond Rowe. People would know him as Eric today. Guy tried to monkey flip me and I flipped to my front, to my feet. I had never trained to do that. I never worked on doing that. I just said, I'm going to do this. And then I did it. The first time I ever dove out of a ring. I've never trained to dive out of a ring. I've never worked on diving out of a ring. I've never worked on moonsaults. If I choose to do a thing, I just go do it. That is not normal.
No.
I will tell you that right away. People hurt themselves trying to do these things on the regular. So in terms of that and physics itself, I am, and I've learned this. I didn't understand years ago, but I am an anomaly. So what I do is probably, I'm not the best person to ask, like, what do I do to work on this? Because I don't know. I just go do it.
No, you just, you gave it up. You said exactly what happens. You're Keith Lee. You're limitless.
I mean, that's what it is, right? Like, I was like, you know, all those things he's describing, those sound like limits.
But, right. You know, he doesn't have any of those.
Yeah, I guess when you look at it that way, see, for me, that terminology, limitless, was never about what I'm capable of. It was always about my mindset and how I view life. Mm. And fans were actually who decided they started calling me that. And I was like, you know what? That's fitting. And that's kind of how I view life as a whole. I think I will adopt that. And I did. And the next thing that I adopted, I also believe in, but I can't tell you about that yet. That's
no.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
It does it have to do with this X that you're putting on your gear and it's now your profile picture?
You are. Yes, it does. It has a lot.
Ah, maybe we're putting shit together. All right, we're following the clues. So it's been about a year now. You debuted in AEW about a year ago. You had a match with Isaiah Cassidy, in which you launched that man into another atmosphere.
He's still in the air somewhere.
he's a great guy.
Yeah, we love Isaiah Cassidy. You're welcome on the show, by the way, too. So it's been about a year. You debuted in AEW about a year ago. You were coming in for the Face of the Revolution ladder match, and here we are a year later coming into another Revolution. Tell us about the journey of that year. You've won championships throughout this year. You became one half of the AEW Tag Team Champions with your now former tag team partner, my cousin, Swerve Strickland. And you guys were a very unlikely pairing that really set the world on fire. A lot of people's match of the year last year was the match with the Acclaimed at All Out. How was this last year for you in AEW?
I would classify it as a bit of an experiment. It's been very interesting and intriguing and somewhat educational for me to experience something that is very different from where I came from, obviously. Allow me to backtrack just a moment and say, your cousin is evil, brother. God, listen. I like you, but I'm going to beat him up.
Oh.
Nonetheless, Swerve and I are very similar in terms of willing to do the work to earn. In most places, he's been in every place that I've ever been. I've never been that chosen guy. And I think that Swerve reciprocates that in a way where he's had to work to earn acknowledgments and accomplishments for himself. And I think he's very protective of that, just as I am of my own accomplishments. But us winning tag team gold within 5 and 6 months, him 5 months of being there, me 6 months of being there, is a telltale sign of what we have to offer, what we're capable of, and hopefully what the future looks like for both of us whenever we move on from bashing the crap out of each other. I'm gonna bash the crap out of him. But I still love the guy. And that's the odd thing, right? People do things to wrong you. And I have a literal diagonal scar on my chest from the cinder block that he stomped through my chest. He is the first person ever to scar me by his own actions. And no human has ever done that. My scars have always come from my own accidents or football. Still, my own activities, typically, not another person. This left a mark, not just visually for me to see every day, but seeing what he's actually capable of is something that kind of made me get a little more real, which is part of why I decided I'm going to be more of myself at this time.
Did it make you feel like Nelson Muntz a little bit, that he made me bleed my own blood?
Oh yeah, but I get excited about stuff like that. Like, mm-hmm. Even my buddy JD Griffey, so we fought at Ring of Honor pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. When we're in Muay Thai and we do some, if it's just us and we're light sparring and he managed to catch me or something with a hook or something like that, I get hit and I start smiling. It scares the shit out of him. But I like knowing that there's someone capable of damaging me. And he is he's a weapon. I'm just different. That's all. So that's kind of it. I think that what we did when we got there sets the tone, and the goals are simple. We just continue to rise, to thrive, to raise stock, and eventually beat the shit out of each other.
Exactly. That's a perfect transition into where I wanted to get in next. You just brought up a good friend of yours, JD Griffey. I want to talk about the importance of this match that happened recently, which featured you and Swerve versus Shane Taylor and JD Griffey. Amazing match. The finish was great. Everything was great about it. How important was it to get to have that moment surrounding everything that's kind of happened recently on pay-per-view? People that you've came up in the business with, Texas is being represented in Texas, like everything about it was a big deal. How was all of that?
That was a special time, man, because for all of the capabilities JD Griffey has, I don't think that enough eyes have seen him.
Right.
And he's one of the few that are able to kind of mesh this fight world with pro wrestling. And I feel like there aren't a lot of guys that do it well. He's one of those versatile individuals that can do a lot. I think Shane Taylor is a prime example of it too.
Yep.
While me and JD do a lot of Muay Thai, Shane's a former boxer. So he's good at kind of riding the line and bringing in his art to this professional sport. I don't mix a lot of martial arts in my wrestling because, visually speaking, would it be a little weird if I just started throwing random kicks at people and teeping them and like taking the strategic yeah. approach when I can just throw a 250, 300 pound man with no problem? Odd, right? So I stick to things that make sense as far as I'm concerned. But they're really good at meshing those two things. And Swerve, being a Mr. Cousin of Swerve, are you also evil?
We don't have to. We don't have to. Look, this is called self-incrimination. I am pleading the fifth.
You got him on the ropes, Keith.
I see. So even Swerve, being a combat specialist when it comes to the military, he's got a lot of abilities that you don't expect. But when he gets to mesh those, it's a thing of beauty. Regardless of how evil he is, he's really, really good at this sport. And you have to respect that. So it's just a vast array of things. But yeah, that match was super special because it's basically all my, what I considered to be family at the time, between Swerve, JD, Shane. Me and Shane got history from Ring of Honor. Yeah. Me and JD have been around each other since like 2007 or 8. And me and Swerve have known each other since, gosh, 7 years ago. Did some tags on the indies and made big, big waves. And he's made a lot of waves since then. So yeah, there's a lot of magic, little wrinkles in the fabric, if you will. It's awesome.
Speaking of pay-per-view matches, I think you guys killed it at Forbidden Door. I thought that was one of the better matches of your run as a tag team. But of course, the big match everybody talks about is the All Out match, and being in that crowd and just hearing how over the acclaimed was, just how was that in the ring just to experience that?
I imagine it's how a lot of people feel when they get in the ring with me. So it was very interesting to experience it, and the conflict in the crowd when you're there, you can really tell. They were all about Mr. Washington, your cousin is evil. Okay? I hate to keep reiterating this, but crowds have zero hesitation to boo this guy, okay? And even with me, it was really interesting because there's not a lot of occasions in which a crowd has, even if like minorly reluctantly, turned on me. And it's like, this is different. This is interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, well, watching... I beat these guys up. It is what it is, man. It was awesome for them and a great little coming out party. I'm especially fond of Anthony Bowens. I think the guy's got everything.
He's really good.
Charisma.
He's really good.
Physicality, athleticism, and just... he can be an inspirational person, I think, and I'm really fond of him for that.
Really underrated on the mic, too. I think he's one of the best talkers, I think.
Is he underrated?
I mean, underrated in the sense that, you know, when I never see people put him in the conversation when they say, like, I want to see this guy on the microphone, right? But every time you put a microphone in Anthony Bowens' hands, I feel like he controls that crowd like a lot of people don't. And so in that sense, that's where I feel like he's underrated.
You know what? I think that you would find, and you would probably be shocked to find, but I think that you would find, given the opportunity, there are a lot of guys like that. Mm. They just aren't given the time to showcase that. I would argue that Swerve is one of those guys. There's a lot of gents that are the chosen, if you will, and are given lots, like several minutes of time to just talk. It's a lot easier when you have time to create a plan and follow it for yourself. But I think Swerve is one of those people that's incredibly good with a microphone in front of him. Anthony is really good with a microphone in front of him. And there are a multitude of other gents, just AEW backstage, that have those abilities. Let's not even talk about the other place, because it's the same thing there. You're chosen, you're picked, and you're given that time because they want to invest in you, and sometimes they don't want to invest a lot of time into others.
I mean,
it's unfortunate, but it's reality.
I mean, we do see that thrown on a lot of black wrestlers, that they're not good talkers. And my retort a lot of times is we don't see them get the mic time that some people get, so you don't know that. I feel like it's an unfair criticism of a lot of black wrestlers.
Not only that, but when they're given the microphone, they're often told what they have to say.
Right.
Given a script or what someone else expects them to speak like. And I'm the poster child for this, because a lot.
Great question for Reg next, by the way.
Oh, good. So myself, the way that I speak, my cadence, the way that I carry myself is something that has been looked at with a side eye for the majority of my career. And I'm okay with that because I like being different. I like setting new standards. I like being a trendsetter. I like making history. I like changing the game. And I think that given the opportunity, you would find a lot more people can do that too. It would be fantastic to see. So I'm in agreement with you.
Yeah. Speaking of things being put on people.
I don't even like the way you started this question.
Keith Lee, there's an elephant in the room, or should I say a bear?
Is there? I don't have any.
You saw Cocaine Bear this weekend too?
Yeah, that's how I'm talking about. Trying to get a Cocaine Bear promotion.
I see, like, right here, going on in here.
When we started our show, the people wanted to see our show. They wanted us to talk about one thing, and that was Keith Lee becoming Bearcat Lee, and the growl and the bear scar across your chest. I was upset. I'm still upset about it. Like, when people bring it up, I start choking them. It's crazy. Like, people can't bring it up around me. It's very upsetting to me. And I was just like, they don't understand who they have. They don't understand what's going on here. They don't understand that this is Keith Lee. He doesn't need any of that shit. He doesn't need to be Bearcat. He doesn't need to be a tribute to somebody else. He's the first Keith Lee. Being put in that position, I know, knowing who you are, we know that you're just, if it's your job, you're going to go and do it. What they want to pitch to you, you're going to do it. You're not going to, you know, try to, you know, do anything that's too wrong for that. Like, if this is what you put in to do, this is what you're going to do. So how was it being presented this idea and trying to execute it in a not silly way?
Okay. So I'm going to preface this with a couple of things. Yes, you're right about doing your job. And I can actually use an example of how people view things in terms of, like, my top that I wore in the promo with Dustin, things of that sort. People are going to take the things that they see and put whatever story they want to on it, right?
Right.
A prime example would be a couple years ago, I made a tweet about Walter. Now, this tweet was back when I would post personal things occasionally. Walter was going through something very similar, something that I had to go through a little bit before I signed with WWE. And I just wanted him to know I was thinking about him. And that's it. However, unfortunately, while he was going through that, he was also going through a name change. To what is his name?
Gunther.
I think. Or Gunther, like, yeah. So it's incredible because though I made this personal post, people took that and decided to attach it to his name change as if name changes aren't a completely normal thing in this industry. Like, why would I post about this guy that I rarely even talk to, but we're buds, right? We're cool. We're all right. And why would I post about a name change if I didn't post about a name change for Pete Dunne or anybody else for that matter? Same thing. He's open-minded and willing to do his job, right? Here's where I incriminate myself, Mr. Washington.
Uh-oh.
So the Bearcat thing was presented to me before I came back from the whole death fight. And when it was presented to me, I was like, what and why?
Nope.
So I initially said, no, thank you. And they left it alone. And I was like, cool, I'm in the clear. Like, it can't be that bad, right? I came, I debuted, I got to do the thing that no one else gets to. Friggin' fight Randy Orton.
Randy Orton, yeah. Like, beat him clean.
First pay-per-view.
The Survivor Series moment with Roman. Big deal. Big stuff. Well,
that stuff was in NXT, right? Where I had the freedom to just be me.
A little bit different, I see.
Very different. Very, very different. And those are those moments where, like, naturally, in those moments, I'm able to have fun and the fans can feel that. So there's a different level of connection there because they feel the genuine nature of what I'm doing. Whereas where you have to present this other character, it's sometimes a little more difficult unless it's some sort of portion of you, a way that you think, something you can relate to, right? Right before I came back, it was pretty much like I came back and it was nothing. It was fine. It was chill. But not even like a week or two after coming back, Vince pulled me in an office and was like, hey, listen, I need you. And I feel like, you know, that chick that's like got her crush and she's like finally chosen. I'm like, what? You need me?
Little me.
I would love to be there for you. I will fix you, Vince. I'll do it. And I agreed to do this thing, and man, when I tell you, it was interesting because they went through like artwork for this gear, and as it goes on, I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to make this a thing, but I'm going to do it because Vince asked me to. And this was in the middle of a Raw. The guy completely abandoned the main event that was happening and dragged me into his office and was like, let's talk. And I'm like, you're not going to watch the rest of TV. I was in the headset, dude. What are you doing? And we have the conversation, and I agreed to do it. But, you know, at the end of the day, maybe not wanting to was an issue. Maybe I couldn't deliver that character the way they would have wanted to, because at the end of the day, I'm not generic big guy. I'm not Ooga Booga.
You're not Mark Henry number two, what they thought you were.
Listen, Mark can play that role, even though he's an intelligent guy.
Yep.
I think that my natural ways in life, the way I carry myself, the way I speak, was an issue for what this character was supposed to be, which was ultimately a monster. I tried, mind you, I tried to get connections that I could relate to. I even presented the option of like, hey, can we reference Bearcat Ride at least or something where I'm paying homage? That wasn't allowed. And I'm like, okay, this isn't my idea. I can't relate it to Bearcat Ride. What am I supposed to do with this aside from go rawr and be angry?
So wait a minute. We were told that this was a tribute to Bearcat, and you weren't even allowed to reference him?
Yeah. I don't know who told you that. But
well, I mean, that was the internet speculation, of course. But
they wanted to make it okay, too. And that's okay.
Absolutely.
And yeah, because they all said that it was your idea. They're like, no, he probably presented this. I'm like, I don't think so, you guys.
Listen, if I was going to present anything, and the only reason I haven't is out of respect to Brian Danielson, I would be some form of a dragon. Because at the end of the day, bro, I'm majestic as fuck. You go ahead, you can bleep that out. I am regal. I am the top of the food chain. I am anomaly. I am not the same as your average pro wrestler, and I will own the shit out of that. I'm different, and that's the best part. I'm the one, period. That's it.
Listen, stop putting black wrestlers with these animalistic gimmicks, man. Yeah, I don't want to see with this guy now that he's rocking the grays. I don't want to see no silverbacks and all this other stuff. Leave that in the shed. Not. We don't want it.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I got a whole plan, bro, and it has nothing to do with a damn silverback. That I can tell. Besides, wasn't that
that was Mark Henry. Yeah.
I thought it was Ryback's thing. My bad.
No, it was Mark Henry. Yeah, it's Mark Henry. Which was an issue in itself. But either way, last thing I wanted to ask you about. So this past year, you found yourself in a meme with Rick Ross.
I don't like your face that you have.
I don't like your face.
You're starting to get a little biased, I think, Keith. I think a little bit of bias is being
But
formed.
You found yourself on the receiving end of a meme, which, who knew? It didn't even took weeks to take off, but all of a sudden you'll be scrolling TikToks and seeing Rick Ross pointing at you talking about accusations.
Hey, man, the boss. He's great.
Yeah, I thought I was working with Rick Ross. Who knew that Rick Ross had it in him? I didn't know that.
What a promo.
No one knew.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Everyone regretted that they wanted him back the moment we were on live television, and he created another meme.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Forgot about the other one.
I was going there next.
The big motherfucker right there.
Rick is fantastic, dude. I enjoyed him. Every conversation we had. He's a glowing individual in his own way, man. And he's got such a positive energy. He's just fun, confident, and I like that. And a lot of people won't believe this, but that promo, one take.
That's so the one backstage, one take?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, any live one's going to be one take,
well,
right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course. Well, no, so I was going to say, I heard that the second Rick Ross segment that involved you getting a cinder block stomped into your chest. I heard that that was called all kind of on the spot, that everything you guys did out there was just kind of done.
Yeah. Welcome to being me attempting to be a professional in the moment, but really wanting to be like, get me the hell out of here. Oh, man. Yeah. He's great, dude. Like, I don't regret any of that. I had a blast. And I think he had a great time. I think that his people had a great time. So, I mean, I regret getting the cinder block through my chest, you know. But outside of that, him as a person, great individual, super fun, more intelligent than anybody would actually probably give him credit for, and as an intellectual, I appreciate that more than most. So, yeah, it was great.
Hey, you got to rub elbows with a lot of rappers. You got to come out with Fabulous. You got to rub elbows with Kevin Gates.
Mixing it up, Keith.
A real cross branding, I guess, wrestling and hip-hop has become a thing. Me, I'm actually, while I do love hip-hop, obviously, but I would like to mix it up a little bit, get some bands in there or some pop people in there or something. Get me Chris Stapleton or something. Like, let's do a Tennessee Whiskey duet, or let's get, I don't know. There's a plethora of talent out there in terms of music anyway. I would like to mix and match personally.
But love it. They
won't last, man. Like, Fab was cool. Kevin Gates was super cool. I'd actually like to have a training session with him because he does a little Muay Thai as well, and I obviously respect that. So,
oh, that's pretty cool.
Well, Keith, I guess the last thing I wanted to ask you about, you're getting a chance to tag up this week with Dustin Rhodes. Of course, a lot of your story has involved Dusty Rhodes as well. And so just talking about what this means for you getting to tag with Dustin this week and being a part of that story and having that be a part of your story. What does that mean to you?
Dude, it means so much. And I actually relayed that to him when we actually filmed that, because he didn't know my history with his family, like as a whole. But his father, as most people know, had a massive influence on the guy that they see today. And while he did create the Bask in My Glory circumstance, he's someone that taught me to rely on my confidence and carry that. And it's something that would help shape me. And it did. And outside of dealing with their father, I, on the indies, before I signed and everything, I had a match with Cody. And after that match, this is that Pro Wrestling Magic. I don't even know if they're still a thing, but this was in the Northeast. And after that match, I got to tell him the story about his father. And we had a tearful, like, post-match situation. The crowd got to join in, and it was really special. And then I got to tell the same story to Dustin and about how I told that story to Cody. So that kind of coming full circle thing, I guess, is kind of what it feels like. And it almost feels like now that I've paid so much homage to their dad, I get to do it also in a way by also caring for his family in one way or another. And Dustin is kind of that final check in that series of things. Really cool.
That's awesome.
I love that. Keith Lee, I want to thank you for being here on Grapsody and giving us a little bit of your time. Thank you for everybody who watched. Keith Lee, of course, part of AEW, AEW superstar, and he will also be a part of Revolution Weekend. Revolution, of course, airs this Sunday on pay-per-view, March. It's March, by the way.
I was gonna get
March
you back.
5th.
Got your back.
Yes, it airs March 5th. Live on pay-per-view, live from the Chase Center in San Francisco. Keith Lee, thank you for being here on Grapsody. For Righteous Reg, for Philip Lindsay, I'm Will Washington. We will see you next time. Have a great day. Peace.
Thank you all.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.